From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, man-made monsters with Dr. Bob Curran. Get ready for that. But here's what's happening. Well, furious Amazon users have accused the online retail giant of double standards now after it was found to be selling the WikiLeaks embassy cables just days after it cut off the whistleblowing website from its hosting servers. The batch of 250,000 U.S. classified documents were available free to users of the WikiLeaks website before it was taken offline following pressures from authorities. However, the cables have now been repackaged by Amazon as an ebook for the Amazon Kindle. Attempts by online activists to bring down online retailer Amazon and its website appear to have failed, though. The group Anonymous had pledged to attack the site, but the site seems to be functioning normally right now. And U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said that authorities were looking into cyber attacks on companies like Amazon.com and others targeted by hackers in the wake of the release of classified information by WikiLeaks. You know, despite efforts to curb drunk driving, some 30 million Americans are driving drunk and another 10 million are driving drugged each year, according to a federal report. In fact, some states, the number of drunk and drug drivers tops 20%, according to a report released by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. A new government report shows that the U.S. life expectancy isn't going up. It's going down. It's dropped slightly after mostly inching up over the years. They don't think this is a trend yet, but they're going to monitor it. Think the occasional cigarette won't hurt? Even a bit of social smoking or inhaling someone else's secondhand smoke? Well, they say it could be enough to block your arteries and trigger a heart attack. That's the newest Surgeon General's report on the killer the nation just can't kick. An acclaimed outdoorsman who wrote about testing himself against nature is presumed dead after a crocodile snatched him from his kayak while he led an American expedition from the Nile into the heart of the Congo. A woman who said that she was married to the Doors singer Jim Morrison called Florida's intention to pardon him for a 1969 indecent exposure conviction simply a cheap political ploy. Patricia Kennelly Morrison says that she's not pleased with the pardon and doesn't think the late singer would be either because he didn't expose himself on stage, as some claim. U.S. home values are poised to drop by more than $1.7 trillion this year amid rising foreclosures and the expiration of the home buyer tax credits, according to Zillow, a closely held provider of home price data. As a matter of fact, if you want to figure out what your house is worth, go to Zillow.com, Z-I-L-L-O-W, just type in the information and you'll see the values out there. December's Night Sky Spectacular will feature the best meteor shower of 2010, as well as the only total lunar eclipse of the year, sights that should outshine any New Year's Eve fireworks display in terms of sheer wonder. And who watches the Sky Force? None other than Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. This is going to be spectacular, Stephen, isn't it?
Absolutely, George, and happy holidays to you and the listeners. This is great. Get set for some real fireworks, folks, as even tonight and into the morning, if people look high in the northeast, the early part of the Geminid meteor shower rains. But, George, more specifically, Monday night into Tuesday morning, coast listeners looking high up into the northeast sky after midnight, stay with it till dawn, may get to see upwards of 80 to 100 of these slow-moving fireballs. And, you know, George, this is really cool. This is probably one of the only meteor showers that are not thought to come from debris from a comet. This may be a smashed piece of an asteroid called Pallas, and we're lucky to see all these details, so don't miss that. And then, as you were mentioning, to end the year off on the night of December 20th or the 21st, depending on where you live, East Coast observers take a look at that beautiful full moon starting on the morning of the 21st by about 1:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:32, of course, Pacific Time. You'll be able to see, George, a total eclipse of the moon, greatest around 3:17 a.m. on the early morning hours of the 21st, and starting, of course, at its best for us in the Western time zone at 12:17. It's, of course, when the light that, of course, falls on the moon is blocked by the sun. And, George, we're the blocker. And you know what? It's probably one of the most beautiful and romantic sights I think you can see in the sky. And, yeah, it's safe to look at with the naked eye. Just really cool stuff. And they can learn more, as always, at drsky.com and in the current issues of After Dark magazine.
Super. Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Gates, he watches the skies for us on Coast to Coast AM. Up next, we're going to be talking about you. That's right, The Joy Factor with Susan Smith-Jones on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie. You know, this program is for you. Every night, it's for you. And sometimes, some of the subjects we handle will inform you, entertain you, and a lot of times, they'll help you. And that's what we're doing this hour with Susan Smith-Jones. Perhaps you're feeling a little physically or emotionally or spiritually a little off a little bit. You know, some have lost their joy of living. Some are overwhelmed by life. This is the season, by the way, where a lot of people get down. They get sick and tired of feeling sick. They're just upset. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, she's been on the program before, has written a book called The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. And we're going to get some pointers from her this hour. Hey, Susan, welcome back. How are you?
George, thanks for having me back. It's great to hear your voice again.
Always a pleasure. You know, most of the time you're on the program helping us about food and nutrition. This time you're helping us about what's inside of us. I look forward to that.
Yeah, body, mind, and spirit. In fact, it's hot off the press. We're debuting it on your show tonight.
Super. Now, let's talk a little bit about the joy factor. What do you mean by that?
Well, to me, good health is the foundation of a joyful life. And you know, I travel all over the world, work with lots of clients, give seminars, and I discover that it doesn't matter what country I'm in the routine of everyday life, it can really be easy these days to feel stuck. So many people cycle between fad diets and never reach their weight goals. They shove their greatest hopes and dreams to the back of the closet, and then they ignore nagging health concerns. So my goal was to take this program that I taught for 30 years at UCLA and then gave in seminars around the world and put it in one book to teach people how to take care of their body from the inside out, from the head to toe. You might remember that I haven't had a cold or a flu in almost a quarter of a century. I've never taken medication because I know what to eat and how to live to keep my body as healthy as possible. So I put all my best gold star secrets into this new book that's just come out.
So you're not lucky. You just know some things and you practice what you preach, don't you?
Oh, I definitely do. In fact, right now it's the cold and flu season.
Here we go.
One of the questions I get all the time is, you know, because I'm not sick, what is it that you do or what could you recommend? And I don't know if you've seen that famous drugstore ad telling you to get it now before something gets you, which is the flu shot. And I think for all the health conscious people listening, this is the time you want to stock up on your natural medicine chest and have the best remedies on hand so you don't get caught off guard. And most important thing is to fortify your immune system. That's always the best defense. And, of course, you want the vitamin C and your favorite, George, turmeric, yep, and oregano oil and ginger. Licorice root's good for a sore throat. But my favorite immune-building tip, and it's something everyone should have in their home right now, and it's a Chinese herb called Wang Qi, but most people know it by its more common name called astragalus root. And I really believe that great health comes from the farm rather than the pharmacy. So anybody listening who catches everything that comes along, you want to turn to this immune-building herb. It's one of the best herbs in the world for enhancing the protective effects of the immune system. Now, you've heard of echinacea, right?
I sure have.
All right. So unlike echinacea, which is best to take for immediate immune and respiratory support, astragalus is a good preventative immune tonic. It's an adaptogen. That means you can take it every day to fortify your body's defenses before you come down with something. And you can get it in a liquid extract, in capsules, in a cup of tea. Now, you know, any kind of tea is a hug and a cup to me. I love tea. You can also get it in a powder form, and you can even make a great peanut butter substitute by taking, I'll just rattle this off because it's on my website, 1 cup of tahini, now that's sesame butter, 7 tablespoons of pumpkin seed butter, 3 tablespoons of astragalus powder, and a little sweetener to taste, like agave or maple syrup, and mix that together. And you can spread that on whole grain toast or whole grain waffles as a way to boost your immune system. I take it every single day. You remember, we talked about it before. I learned about it from my grandmother when I was a teenager, and it's one of the reasons that I haven't been sick. I'm 2 months shy of a quarter of a century.
Isn't that incredible? Why do you make everything sound so good? It tastes good. You make it sound that way.
Well, because it is. Yeah, I mean, I wish everybody listening, I wish I could be everybody's private chef and make everything absolutely delicious.
I want to ask you about your thoughts about the body. You call it a feedback machine. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you know, the body is a remarkable feedback machine because if you listen, you'll discover that it actually talks to you. When you get a headache, for example, your physical self is trying to tell you something, but you've got to receive those signals with health, balance, and peace as your goals. And the key is your willingness to listen and act. So I want everyone today, starting today or tomorrow, to tune in more to your miraculous body and see what it's trying to communicate with you. For example, people call me all the time, my clients, Susan, I've got a headache. How can I handle a headache? And they would usually reach for a bottle of what?
Aspirin.
Exactly, yes. You know, and most people believe that it's normal to experience such discomfort. But you know what? They're mistaken. Because while headaches and other countless aches and pains that people experience are definitely common, health is truly the normal state. To me, disease is an aberration caused either by harm you've done to yourself or that other people have done to you. But here's the big point. Collectively, I believe that Americans are making some very poor choices because you look at all the commercials on TV and the advertisements in magazines and newspapers. You know, whatever you're suffering from, whether it's headache, constipation, sleepless nights, you know, diarrhea, indigestion, skin rashes, high blood pressure, or impotency, you fill in the blanks. The advertisers always have this miracle pill or powder or potion for you from the pharmacy. So, you see, we come to believe that things outside ourselves are the keys to health and well-being. We've become, I believe, George, a self-medicating society, because we don't really understand how beautifully robust the human body is. So each of us needs to be reminded that we're magnificently equipped to meet life's problems when supplied with some simple and easily obtainable requisites of health. And I've got some astonishing news for everybody listening right now. It is normal to be able to go to sleep at night without taking a pill. It is normal not to have headaches and sinus problems and hemorrhoids and shaky hands. It's normal to be well, but we've got to stop doing those things that caused the problems in the first place.
There are a couple things, Susan, that people, you know, should always do in this order, and that is take care of their health and take care of the people they care about.
Oh, I love that.
In that order.
Absolutely, because it was that beautiful sage advice from Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, health is our greatest wealth. And, you know, I'm sure everyone listening will agree. It does really begin with taking loving care of yourself, because regardless of your age right now, your current level of well-being, your present diet or living habits, you can choose differently at any moment. And if you're a baby boomer like I am, and I know, George, you're not quite there yet.
Oh, yes, I am.
And proud of it. You know, you want to keep in mind that changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, like high blood pressure, fragile bones, significant memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision or lack of energy and libido, they're no longer considered inevitable. And if you follow all the guidance in my new book, The Joy Factor, you will be able to look and feel vibrantly alive, and in one season, in 90 days, look at least and feel at least 10 years younger. I honestly, I feel as young and as exuberant as I ever did, and everybody listening can too.
Tell us about stress. I mean, here we are in a period. It's the holiday season. It should be, Susan, a joyous moment for a lot of people. It's not. It's one of the most depressing periods ever. How come, and what do people do about it?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Everybody is filled with stress these days, and there's a direct relationship between stress and disease. See, there's a relatively new field of science. I love this word. It's 9 syllables. So if you get bored at a holiday party, you can bring up this word and you'll impress everyone. It's called psychoneuroimmunology. And this field underscores that intricate relationship between mind and body and stress and disease. And every month we find new studies that show the direct effect of psychological and environmental factors of health. For example, when was it? It was about last week. I saw a CNN news broadcast, and they said that people under stress are 6 times more likely to become infected with a cold virus than people who are not stressed out. And that's because when you're stressed out, your immune system doesn't function as efficiently. And then this cycle of irritation and stress ripples outward and has enormous impact on everything, especially our economics, like the amount of money lost in the U.S. alone because of stress-related problems like absenteeism, illness, or just plain inefficiency on the job is in the billions of dollars. Now, the answer, though, when you're under lots of stress, is almost too simple to be believed. It's relaxation. It's just plain chilling out. And when you practice that regularly, it can help prevent many of today's stress-related diseases, because relaxation provides energy. That's, you know, we know that. Sure. A more robust immune system, enhanced concentration and creativity, also helps you sleep a lot easier, like you sleep like a baby. But here's some of the most exciting information. I have a whole chapter of it, not only in my book, but on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, my name. There's a December newsletter. It's free. And I talk about my favorite natural remedies and stress busters and about brainwave activity. You're going to love this, George. Scientists, now, you know, we know this. This is just review, a quick review. Scientists know that we have different levels of brainwave activity, and these are measured by different frequencies of electromagnetic wave patterns emanating from our beautiful brains. And the highest frequency of brainwave activity, which is where we hope most of your listeners are now because it's waking consciousness, is called beta. And the beta range is between 13 and 39 cycles per second, CPS. The alpha and theta ranges, alpha's 8 to 12, theta's 4 to 7 CPS. But the alpha and theta brainwaves are associated with deep relaxation, meditation, and mental imagery like visualization. And the result of achieving the lower alpha and theta frequency levels is greater control over your mental state, enhanced creativity, increased productivity, and general feelings of well-being. Now, here's what the studies have found out over the last year. Brain science suggests that we all need a minimum daily requirement of alpha and theta brainwave activity of at least 30 minutes a day. And you see, most people don't include enough of these brainwave patterns in their daily schedule, if for no other reason than they just don't know of their importance. And it will change your life because, and this is where it gets amazing, with the Earth's energy and addiction. So anybody that has any kind of addiction, really wake up now and listen. Can I go a little bit longer on? Because this is important.
We'll do it after the break, Susan. We'll do that, and I want to talk about some of these other points of what you call for radiant health and the joy factor, including music, which I find to be fascinating. Stick around. We'll take some calls as well. Susan Smith-Jones with us this hour on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Dr. Bob Curran talks with us about monsters. So get ready for that. And when we come back, we'll take your phone calls and continue our chat with Susan Smith-Jones about the joy factor in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're with Susan Smith-Jones, the joy factor. Susan, go ahead. You were about ready to tell us something.
I wanted to tie in brainwave activity with addictions and relaxation, and you mentioned music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Just briefly, geobiologists have recently reported finding these tiny magnets. Now, I didn't say maggots. I said magnets. And they're actually little crystals of the mineral magnetite in the brain tissue. And the Earth itself has its own specific harmonic resonance at 8 cycles per second, the alpha range, and its own music. And when we become still and relax, then we allow our own electrical receiving apparatus, those neurons throughout our nervous system and brain, to align and attune with the Earth's own rhythm. Now, if anybody listening has any kind of addiction, or you know anybody with an addiction, you want to listen really carefully to this because it's phenomenal and really motivating news. Studies now show that, let's say, chronic alcoholics and children of alcoholics often have less alpha brainwave activity than non-alcoholic individuals. And this finding suggests that a deficiency of alpha and theta brainwaves predisposes an individual to the development of alcoholism and other substance abuse. And then even more dramatic was their finding that alcohol enables many of these individuals to achieve that alpha wave activity. So this coincides with a suggestion by more than one authority that addicts are searching for that experience of, what would you say, attunement, oneness, inner harmony, albeit in a very dysfunctional manner. And furthermore, and I'll just conclude with this, compulsive behaviors such as alcohol abuse, smoking, overeating, caffeine consumption, and even sexual addictions are actually the result of our inability to handle stress in our lives. And scientists have discovered that one of the best ways to chill out, to relax, remember those minimum daily requirement of 30 minutes a day to get to the alpha and the theta range, is by listening to music. Because music is safe, it's time-tested, it's non-addictive.
What kind of music, Susan?
There you go. See, most music from Bach to rock is intended to stimulate rather than relax. And that doesn't mean that you can't take pleasure in both stimulating and relaxing music. But when the goal is to get to the alpha and theta ranges, you need just the right kind of music. And it's just very peaceful and designed that way. And one of the best kinds of music to listen to are the sounds of nature. Right here next
like
to...
Like insects and bubbly brooks and stuff like that?
Yeah, like ocean waves.
Crickets.
Or babbling brook or gentle breeze in the pine forest. I have one of these little machines right here next to my desk that has 25 different buttons, and I can hear whatever I want. And even on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, you can click on calming nature sounds. And then, of course, the breath plays a lot into that because we all need to breathe more deeply every day. You know, if you only remember one thing during this interview with you, remember to breathe deeply because it will enrich every aspect of your life.
Is that why people, let's say when they're in a moment of stress, how many people just take that huge sigh? You know, they go,
yeah,
oh, before something happens or before they're ready to do something.
Or forget to do that because, see, breath is your greatest tool to let you know exactly where you are. The quicker your breath, the more agitated you are and the deeper and slower you breathe, the more relaxed you are. So therefore, to relax in any given moment, everyone should be doing this right now. Take 7 long, slow, deep breaths, and, you know, slowly in and slowly out. You know, what I encourage everyone to do in my new book, The Joy Factor, is start today, tonight, tomorrow, and become the CEO of your own body and your health. You know, when people ask you what you do in life, you should proudly say this, George. I'm now the CEO of my body and my life. Because when you take charge by stepping up to the position of being CEO, this means acting positively. And never forget that your beautiful, radiant body responds to the blessings of love and praise and gratitude. And each day, take time to bless your body temple and celebrate your magnificence. And never, George, never engage in negative self-talk and self-judgment, because that's so detrimental to our bodies, and it sabotages our goals and dreams. At any moment, we can choose to judge ourselves like most people do, or we can choose to be kind and loving. And whether we succeed or fail, whether we enjoy our lives or struggle, largely depends on the view we have of ourselves. In fact, numerous studies have concluded that the view we have of ourselves is the key to taking control of our lives. See, it's really about self-esteem. I think most people wrestle from time to time with low self-esteem, but you know, it all goes back to that. When you're not feeling good about yourself, you feel separated from others and from God. And when you see yourself as a failure, maybe in your mind's eye, in your imagination, or you've been brought up to believe this, you know, your beliefs, your expectations, then you create this self-fulfilling prophecy, because you always attract to yourself what you believe you deserve. So your negative thoughts and attitudes about yourself, whether they originated within you or from others, convince you of your inability to succeed. And if you do not feel you deserve success, if you don't feel you deserve prosperity or to enjoy life or to have happy relationships and joy and peace and prosperity, then you settle for less than that to which you're entitled. You feel unworthy, and you cut yourself off from the fullness of life. So watch your thoughts. Only speak positive words about you know, your beautiful body and what you want to create in your life.
Good points. Let's go to Dennis, a truck driving in Illinois. There you go, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
George, great show tonight. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
And it's just starting. Go ahead.
Ms. Beth Jones, you're terrific. I wanted to tell you something that I think would confirm a lot of what you're saying about my it's in regard to my great-grandfather. And he died when I was 18. He was 99 years old when he died. He was a terrific man. I feel so fortunate to have known him. And he was a world-famous wood carver for a luxury furniture manufacturer, did what he loved what he did. And he was just a terrific guy. At the age of 98, he went to see a doctor for the very first time in his life. This doctor gave him a prescription, and 6 months later, he was dead.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Wow, Dennis. What a life he had, though, huh? What a great life he had.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't go to doctors. You know, we should always have a good health professional that also knows something about holistic health. And your grandfather, your great-grandfather, was an inspiration, I know, to lots of people. And it all really begins. I'm sure he had really high self-esteem, and we all need to understand how magnificent the body is. And I'll just mention this: there have been 80 billion humans that have walked this planet since the beginning of time, and never has there been anyone exactly like all of you listening. And let's say, George, you're sitting on your rocking chair on your front porch.
I am not.
Let's pretend. And that, let's just say, the approximately 6 billion people living on our planet right now, we're all to walk by you, stream by you, one per second. How many minutes, years do you think it would take for you to, without blinking your eye or taking any rest, to see the whole 6 billion walk by you? One per second.
Yeah. I would say one per second, so you divide 60 into 6 billion. Oh, my God. Dude. A long time. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, it will take about 200 years to greet each one of them, and by that time, you'd definitely be off your rocker. But
no doubt.
How miraculous is this? In 200 years, you'd never find two people exactly like, never two with the same experiences, the same fingerprints, or those who thought, believe, and felt exactly alike. And then, now, this is an adult show, right?
Well, to a point.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Because then to that, add
Don't forget. Yeah. I'm a poster child for quality radio.
Well, then add to that this amazing fact of the approximately 50 to 100 million sperm that traveled an immense distance and overcame tremendous obstacles. Just one beautiful and miraculous little sperm won that competition, probably the fiercest and most challenging competition of your life, and succeeded in fertilizing that egg that lay in wait and became you. So you see, you're already a winner. You are such a winner, and you need to live your life as though you are a winner.
That's true.
No one
we were all made.
Good. You've got to do it.
We were all made by the winner.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's go to Evansville, Indiana. Alan's with us east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Alan. Thanks.
Hi, George and Susan. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Hey, Alan.
Hi. Yeah, I love your positive, proactive outlook on life. It's just so, inspiring.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. You've got to check out SusanSmithJones.com because everyone's going to want the free December newsletter. I smile a lot. See, I live in the cosmetic surgery capital of the world, which is Los Angeles. And, and I tell people that a smile is a very inexpensive way to improve your looks. You know, Alan, it takes 14 muscles to smile and 47 to frown. So conserve energy.
I'm smiling now. I had knee surgery back in August, and I've always been the type to look for alternative medicines to heal, and I've done it for years. And I found out about NEM. It's a natural eggshell membrane.
Yeah.
And I'm running up and down the stairs at work. My knee feels great.
Ooh. Oh, that's great. That is great. Now, I'm going to say something to you as an adjunct to that, and George is going to love what I'm about to say, and that is his favorite. What is it, George?
Turmeric.
Exactly. Exactly.
I take turmeric.
Do you take it, Alan?
Yes, I have for months.
Everybody who listens to this show takes
it. Yeah, I know. Because, you see, a lot of people don't know it's an amazing antioxidant, but also it is, and we know it's a good anti-inflammatory, but it's so good for healthy joint function. And, you know, and Alan, I don't know if you know this, but it's that aromatic ingredient that gives curry its vibrant golden color. I use it in a liquid extract and in a capsule form and in a spice form. I'm really big on discovering all those healing secrets in your spice rack. And I write about that in the Joy Factor as well. But, Alan, I'm proud of you. You're doing great.
Text message in. Gary from Norfolk, Virginia, wants to know if a person who's been eating junk food all his life starts to eat well, good stuff, will the good food finally overtake the bad, or how much damage is made?
Oh, it's never too late to start. Some of my clients are in their 80s and a few of them in their early 90s. And I'll tell you this, lots of people say to me, and Gary, that's a wonderful question. Lots of people, George, say to me, Susan, it's all in my genes. You know, my dad had heart disease or my mom had cancer. What do you expect? I know I'm going to come down with it. And I love to tell these people about the groundbreaking 3-month study that was done a couple years ago by our buddy, our friend, Dean Ornish. See, it always impresses people. So, Alan, I mean, Gary, remember this when you cite studies to people. And in his study, it was demonstrated that the subjects affected changes in activity in about 500 genes, 48 that were turned on, yay, and 453 that were turned off as a result of everything I write about in the Joy Factor, eating better foods, keeping stress levels down, practicing relaxation techniques like meditation, and exercising regularly. This is such an exciting finding to me. Because, you know, people say, what can I do, Susan? It's in my genes. And I say, it turns out there's a lot you can do, because in 3 months, in one season, before next spring arrives, you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. I mean, you can totally reshape, reinvent your body, and go from an ordinary, oh, just surviving body to a body that is thriving with radiant health. But you have to take responsibility, Gary. You've got to make that commitment. Nobody's going to do it for you. You're never going to get to the top of that mountain of soul achievement in life and be the best you can be if you always let your excuses get in the way. And it takes 21 days, like Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will become a habit. So, Gary, and everyone listening, if you have some changes you want to make, pick one a month. Either bring in a new habit, like walking every day or drinking more water or eating more fresh fruit, or give up something like what, George, like having ice cream every night for dessert after dinner or for your main meal.
Or bread.
White bread and white flour. There you go. And then for 21 days, you must keep your agreement. We're not saying a year or 6 months. You can commit to 21 days. And you'll find that after 21 days, you've established a new habit, or you no longer crave what it is you gave up. And
Susan,
yes.
Do you ever have a bad day? You may be the most bubbly human I've ever talked to.
Effervescent. You know, I do on occasion. You know, if I don't get enough sleep at night because I'm on a deadline or a lifeline.
I want to interview you when you're down and depressed. I want to hear what you sound like.
You won't find that often. But you see, I have a different attitude about success than most people, because to me, being happy and successful is not a matter of how much money you have or how many possessions you've collected or even the kind of lifestyle you live. Success is measured only to the degree that you have inner peace and joy. And I have a whole chapter on that in the joy factor. And so I tell people, you can go from the spin cycle lifestyle that so many people live now to the win cycle lifestyle, from ordinary to extraordinary. You can champion high self-esteem. You can live with joie de vivre.
I've got you speechless.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I keep saying this, but we've got to take responsibility. And if you think, well, it doesn't matter, because who knows? You know, like if you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to start eating better tomorrow or January 1st or whatever. And then you say to yourself, but really, who knows? I didn't tell anybody. But I think the universe always knows. It knows the big things. It knows the little things. And how do you ever expect somebody to make a commitment to you or think you will honor your commitment to them unless you first keep a commitment with yourself? God has given you the most amazing body in the world. One of your gifts back to God is to take loving care of your miraculous body.
It knows it all. Thank you. The Joy Factor with Susan Smith-Jones. Susan, you have yourself a great holiday. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Bob Curran as we talk about man-made monsters.